Start recording. Thank you, OBS. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with the Open Mic Roundtable. We've got a full crew in here, and we're going to talk about something that, obviously, the game that I'm playing here is going to give you maybe a little bit of a hint on. Yes, we're talking about hentai and adult games. If you guys didn't know, for the very first time in history, there was the Hentai Live Expo 2022 presented by DL Site. And basically they showed off some new and current games on the both DL Site and itch.io, which, as you know, is a free-for-all for Western adult games, which includes furries, but, you know, we have to do what we gotta do. Anyway, one of the games that got my attention. Well, there was also this book one or whatever. I barely got to talk to that guy. But one of the games that got my attention was Future Fragments, which I'll play a little of later. And this, Shady Lewd Cart. Now, I did a video with Shady Lewd Cart way back in the day off a really shitty microphone. And I can't believe they're still making this game. And I mean, this game went from just like a couple hundred megabytes to now 11 gigs. Like, Project Melody's in the game now, as you can see there. There's all these different events and stuff you can unlock. It's really cool. And if you have the other games from Shady Corner, by the way, Marble Maid is going to be on Switch, so, you know, stay tuned for that one. But, yeah, you can pick up the game on itch.io for, I believe it's $19.99 Australian, which is like $13 or $14 in the U.S. So go ahead and pick it up, and you can play this version. And you can support them on Patreon and get like their special versions. Also, the game has events. Basically, I'll tell you this real quick. Basically, it has like, you know, XX Christmas, stuff like that, Halloween, Easter, all that stuff happens every year. So when you get that version of the game, you can get that event and you can unlock those characters. Obviously, Melody is how you unlock Project Melody. You can unlock the Marble Maid. There's Beat the Meat right now, which is counting down as we speak. And no, we're not online. This game has a fucking built-in timer somehow. And I got 13 days to beat the meat, folks. Okay, but let's go ahead and go into the story cup while I pick. This is the normal characters that you get, like, basically just going through it. You see that there's a lot, it says, you know, coming soon, but there's a lot of characters that you can get in the game automatically. So I love games with unlockables, where you can just get all these different fucking characters, and that's one thing that they've really done well in this game. So I'm going to go with Quidget, the Wonder Wiener. I don't know anything about it. I guess it's another game on Itch. Obviously, a lot of Itch game waifus are available here. And some furries. I mean, look, I told you, Itch has got them. So we just, it's something that you deal with and you just move on. I understand furries go against the wall. But, hey, it is what it is. And look, you can unlock all these different little
carts. At least
you can
throw a blue shell at them.
Yeah, you can. You can knock them off and shit. So there you go. And right now I can only get the cart, but you see all the little shit I can get. So that's pretty cool, right? And they're adding more. So there's always adding more stuff.
To the future where furries get to be the replacement bad guy for all our media where Nazis used to be. It'll just be furries in the future.
So we've got three cups. Plot cup, cream pie cup, and flat justice cup. Obviously, we're going.
It's furries, isn't it?
Meet Sylvie or Tentacle Takedown. Huh, I don't know what they're doing here. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started. I guess this is. Okay. Oh, this is the story, so they're going to. I guess I'm dating her now? I don't know. That will be impress me more. You have to date the girls, and then I don't know how to play. I know it's Mario Kart. I know that. But anyway, guys, let's get to the topic.
Has dating some elements?
I guess.
Car racer?
Yeah. Because why not, right?
Wow.
All right. So anyway, oh, by the way, this isn't exactly easy. There's three fucking difficulties. The one is the hardest one is Smash Me Senpai. I'm not playing that one. I'm playing the middle one. I'm not playing Journalist Mode. I'm playing the middle one. I'm playing the normal mode.
Wait, that's actually the name.
That's actually
No. I forgot. It's called Double V or some shit. But anyway,
missed opportunity.
As I was talking to these devs, and there was something that I wanted to mention there in that Discord, and that was mainly that the staff, they had two Asian, one was a American or a Western guy born in Asia, and the other one was an Asian woman, and they were basically talking about the different games, and they were just astonished with the creativity. The woman said she couldn't believe the creativity in these games. And when you look at them, yeah, there's a lot of... I mean, if you look at, like, Devolver Digital and stuff that's really out there, and they basically try to do different-looking games, yeah, there's a lot of creativity in this industry. And that's one thing they tried to say. This is an industry now, is what they were saying. And he said, it is a shame that this industry has gone unnoticed by the mainstream gaming media. Because this is an industry where there is literal, it's like a renaissance right now. There's a lot of creativity. There's a lot of different designs, a lot of different games coming out. It's not just sex simulation anymore. Sex is a part of a game, yeah. But it's not the game.
I'll stop you there for a second. With how things are going these days, it's probably good that these games are getting unnoticed by the mainstream media.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Also, let me turn you guys up just a little bit, because I don't know if everybody's going to hear you at that. Let me turn up my booster just a little bit. Then you guys will be a little louder. I mean, I'm not playing on a really high volume, but I just want to make sure it's getting you. So give me just a second, and okay, and we're going to boost you up a little bit. Hold on, 125. Yep, that'll do it. Okay, you guys are good now. Can you speak?
Fast.
Okay, yeah, that's good. I'm hearing a little bit of stuff in the background now, but we can definitely hear you.
Yeah, I'm pushed to talk, so I shouldn't have that issue.
Well, no, I can just hear around you, but you're fine. You're on 125, so you're pretty good. But no,
I've got noise suppression on.
But you've got a point. I kept thinking about it, and I'm like, maybe the mainstream industry doesn't need to know about these things. Because the mainstream industry, of course, will look, and they will find out about it eventually. But the industry will find out about this shit, and you know what they're gonna do. They're basically gonna say,
they won't find out about it so much as they're not gonna care unless it's big enough to infiltrate.
Right. You know, you got a point there. You got a point there. But
like, they're not exactly jumping over themselves to infiltrate, say, the Tokusatsu.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I looked at Kira Major a little bit. There's a lot of feminism coming in there.
Yeah, that's just Japan in general right now, which I said to be weary of. I was just making a point.
Yeah, I don't know about Zen Kiger, and I can't say much about Dawn Brothers. But I can tell you that Kira Major was like, man, what the hell are they doing? So I'm in eighth place and I suck. But at any rate, you never want to be in eighth place in a kart racing game, by the way. Just a word to the wise. Oh, this is hard. Okay. But anyway, yeah. Let's get on with the main point. Alright, and another thing, though, that I've noticed is that there's a lot of push for adult content to be targeted towards our children, our youth. And that, to me, is a definite no-no. I don't think that children should be anywhere near this kind of material. Even though we have flashy waifus, and yes, kids are into stuff like Demon Slayer and stuff like that, which we know damn well there are nude doujin manga of these characters. Most
Rule 34.
Well, yeah.
Rule enough 34. Said.
Yeah, Rule 34.
Look, I don't live in a world where I don't expect a 10-year-old to be able to find this material. I just don't live in a world where they're pushing it on them.
Right.
Like, it's already easy enough for a kid to just find this stuff.
Yeah. And
it shouldn't be pushed on them.
But the thing is, they don't need it directly pushed on them. And that's the issue I'm having. God damn, I'm really pissing her off. I haven't placed top three in one race yet.
Yeah, I think it's just redundancy because they want to make sure every single person is corrupted so there's no comparison to uncorrupted versus corrupted.
Right.
Mm. It's just, see, it's normal because everyone's corrupted. There is no
difference about vaccinated, though. Vaccinated maybe, but the pornography, I don't know. I mean, 27 years ago, I figured out about fucking pornography.
Right.
And I was 10, so. I mean, it's just part of life.
I was
10.
When I was 9 or 10, I was reading Ranma 1/2 and Love Hina, so.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when I was 10 years old,
Public library didn't fact check what they were putting in there.
I'll give you the 10-year-old. I mean, the youngest OnlyFans subscriber, according to the BBC, was 10. So, I don't know how the hell that happened.
Nobody lost their job that day.
How else are kids supposed to talk to their mothers these days?
That was a good one.
Oh!
That was a good one. That man's show you've been watching has been rubbing off on you, sir.
Again, stuff I saw when I was 10.
Yeah. By the way, Hoshione, you've been hosting. Well, you've been putting up episodes of the Man Show for people here on MGTOW.TV, which is great because it seems like a lost classic. Now, what I would like to do, ideally. Is maybe, I don't know if I could do this, but I can get DVD rips of all those because DP has them. So I might be able to rip all those, put them on an account, send them to you, and then you could upload all the DVD copies. Yeah, that would be great.
Interesting.
Yeah, that would be great. Because that stuff needs to be online.
Yeah, I'm not.
Fuck to find.
Yeah, I've got season 2. They make it really hard to find. There was, like, that was the only torrent I could find.
Well, he's got them all. He's got the DVDs for all of them. I just gotta ask him if I can... next time he comes over, which will be Monday, I will ask him if I can get those DVDs. And I will immediately start...
Yeah, I feel like they tried memory-holing that show.
I will immediately start...
Although I'm really looking forward to getting number 8, because it had some fucking gems. One of them I'm definitely clipping into a meme format, where they have a Juggy talent show, and one of the women has the miraculous talent to tell the difference between fictional characters and real women.
What? Is this season 8? With Joe Rogan?
No, it's season...
Uh-oh. I found a bug. I found a bug and it made me play 7th. Oh, well. Now I'm 6th. Oh, nope, I'm 6th place because of the fucking bug. Oh, well. Yeah, it's still in...
I would have loaded more today, but I've been busy editing a video.
Right. I mean, it's good to see that you're putting them on there. Yes, 3rd place! Senpai fucking noticed me. God damn it. But, yeah.
I can only upload 10 gigs a month or something like that, so I'll burn through that pretty quick because I've already used one just to put up 4. There's 20 episodes, so.
Damn. You made it back. Okay, let's see. Now, I've never gotten any further than this. Let's see. There's only one Shades. Okay, cool. Now I'm playing a level I haven't actually got a chance to play, because all these first three were in that old demo. This one is new, Metal Madness Speedway. I've never played this before, so here we go. But no, this is really good that we have these kind of games. Somebody's like, hey, I like hentai, I like Mario Kart. Let's combine them together and make this fucking hentai Mario Kart game. Because that's one problem.
Rule 34 is absolute.
This is one issue I had with Japan, with their hentai. One issue with Japan's hentai games, other than, I mean, I don't care that they're visual novels, that's been a thing since 1980. But what I have noticed is a absurd reliance on RPG Maker and Wolf RPG Maker. Not that they can't do good RPGs, because they can, and they've proven that. But the problem is that the entire market is damn near swamped with nothing but Wolf and, Wolf and RPG Maker games. Yeah. Completely swamped with them. You go to DL site, and to be fair, the Japanese love them. They're the number one, no, the number one top selling game on DL site is still Honey Select 2 and 1 and 2 Collection. That's the top selling game on there. But yeah, they sell pretty well on these. Now, we did play the Artemis Pearl game, which was really good for an RPG Maker game, because not only could you play as a pirate girl, but you could also upgrade your ship. You could buy crew. If you don't pay your crew will mutiny. You could build, like I said, your ship gets larger, so you get more rooms and stuff in your ship. You can travel in your ship to different islands and discover new things. So I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. And it still plays like, you know, regular dungeon crawler. You fight goblins and all that kind of shit. And you get raped by a monkey. But oh, man, you had to do. So I fucked off on this. I didn't do good at all. What do you say, Connor? Should we beef up your engine? Oh, my God. Yep, they told me I sucked. And I unlocked nothing. Thanks for playing the demo. Okay. Well, that was the original demo. So now let's play the game. Alright. I don't know. I suck at this stupid game. But, I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. It's kind of like what you guys said. If the mainstream finds out, they're going to try to do some things. But I don't think the mainstream is that interested. I mean, there's been a few mainstream games of adult nature. Like, back in the day, we had the Laser Shoot Larry. We had the Guy game. We had a couple of other things. But they really weren't, considered, like, major hitters. Like, the Guy game didn't win Game of the Year, you know.
Yeah, the Guy game is also the only game to be banned in the United States.
But because they make their whole sexuality their entire personality, they probably already got a bunch of their own games that we just don't even care to care about. So it's our one reprieve, since that's the one area I feel they would make their own.
Well, I will say one thing. This is very important. The guy who created Twisted Metal and God of War, David Jaffe, remember, he left Sony to go work for the company that made the adult game Lust from Beyond. The Polish studio that made Lust from Beyond. Yes, he worked for them and he worked on that game. That's what he was doing now. He left Sony and God of War and Twisted Metal and all these well-known fucking games that have won all kinds of awards and shit. Well, I don't know about Twisted Metal, but I know God of War has. And he said, you know what? I'm going to make some adult games. And that's what he did. And to be fair, Lust from Beyond is not just a fucking sex game. Does it have sex in it? Yeah. But does it have adventure elements and walking around and looking at things and running from monsters? Yes. You do all that. And it's a very, very good graphics. I mean, obscenely good graphics. I couldn't tell the difference between that and reality. They look so damn real. So I'm like, dude, that's trying to tell us something. We got this guy that's a seasoned developer of some of the greatest games, well-known games, and he went to go work on adult games. So that goes to show you that they know that there is an iron to strike, and the iron is still hot. Because there's so much room to explore this stuff. And again, we've got so many games out there, like Postal 4, which we will absolutely be playing on this channel. We've got Postal 4, and you can do so much horrible fucking shit. You can blow up people, regular random-ass people with a rocket launcher. You can piss all over folks. There's probably even more horrendous shit you can do. And not even that. Like, there's so many games out there where you can do horrible fucking shit to people and nobody bats an eye. But when there's a titty, it's the end of the world. And I was talking to another gamer about this, and basically he told me, he said, well, you can have sex with people in real life, but you can't decapitate and do all that other stuff in real life. And I'm like, yeah,
but you can, you just end up in the...
What about...
And you'd end up dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, the monster girl. I was like, what about a monster girl? You can't fuck a Lamia girl in real life. Sure, you can have a girl dress up as one, but it's not an actual snake girl.
Wouldn't be the same.
Or you can have, like, a your vampire girl. Well, yeah, you can, I mean, but it's not a succubus. There's like, yeah, you can have them dress up, but it's not an actual deal. Especially some people that are into the real hardcore monster girls. Like, yeah, the centaurs and the stuff.
Slimes.
Yeah. The slimes. Absolutely. That's why this dude's doing slime smoothie. Because you can't fuck a slime girl in real life. And don't try to get like that Nickelodeon gack shit and put it on your penis and say, look, I'm fucking a slime girl. Because that's going to be lame as shit.
Don't give them cringe-hearted ideas. They make those jelly fleshlights. It's fine. Just close your eyes and pretend.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I'm sure Joe could come up with something for that.
I'm sure Joe...
Yeah, there is clear code TPE, actually. So, you never know.
Oh, there is a dating. Let's see. It's like, where do you bring your date to? A volcanic cavern, a snowy mountain range, a beach resort, or a sex toy factory? They're asking me a question. Do we go to... she's asking, where do you bring your dates to? A volcanic cavern, a snowy mountain range, a beach resort, or a sex toy factory?
The dollhouse would be its own track.
A sex toy factory. Okay, you're just screwing with me. Even if you don't know about my past, there's no way that would be a normal place to bring a woman on a first date. Okay. Yeah, there's dating elements in this game. If you say the wrong thing, you piss the girls off and you don't impress them. Now, that's not something you'll see in Mario Kart. But there is a princess character, Princess Backache. I can't wait to play as her. What the hell?
I'm sure we can all guess why she has a backache.
Oh, yeah, yep, she has a backache for two very important reasons.
Yeah.
Chad Tyrone back out.
Oh, I found out how to use my speed booster.
Well, no, actually, I was thinking because her boobs are huge.
Yeah.
I was joking. That's such a cliche joke at this point.
What the hell? There's a giant hoofed waifu in Volcanic Pass. That is interesting. Yeah, this game is extremely well made for a hentai type game. It almost looks kind of voxel, though. Like the... I mean, they really went for the N64 look. Which is fine. I mean, that's probably what they were trying to do, emulate like Mario 64, because that's considered to be the major classic. Like, everybody says Mario 64.
Oh, so it's not one of these, like, Unreal Engine super CPU burning...
I don't know if it's burning my CPU. It doesn't sound like it. My fans aren't blowing like crazy. So maybe it's not.
Clearly lower demand than Rika.
Yeah. Oh, God. Rika was fucking eating my end, just like, damn. And they just released version 1.14. I'm like, God damn it, I already beat this game. I don't care how many versions of it you release unless they add new shit to the game. But basically, he's just bug fixing this, that, and the other. And then he's going to release it on Steam.
Okay.
He's going to release it on Steam. But they're going to edit the shit out of it, more or less. There's like bouquets you can catch in the game, too. I don't know what they do.
They still have to edit it for Steam? Ah, Wayne. Lame.
It wants you to use the power slide. Oh, I know how to use the power slide now.
Is it like in Mario Kart?
Yes. That's how you do it. You power slide through people. That's how you gain. Oh my God, you gotta be really careful power sliding. You'll power slide right off the fucking edge. Yeah. Okay, holy shit. So I didn't quite catch what Drex and crew were talking about on that April Fool's stream, which I didn't even know was going to happen.
Yeah, it was episode 69.
Well, yeah, but Duke wasn't on.
Yeah, they just gave up for now because apparently Duke's
got some
away on business, and Warstarter is just screwing around in New York City.
So they're withholding it for now.
They decided to make it the April Fool's / 10K substream.
Well, I got in late, guys, and I actually talked with Tim, and I'm like, Tim, is there a long list tonight? Because I've got to get some content made. Obviously, I had to do that Bible Black, and I actually did, you know, I recorded Seventh Lair and didn't, well, I did Seventh Lair for about 30 minutes, and guess who didn't hit the record button? So, yeah, that was fun.
You boomer.
Yeah, totally boomered it. But I looked at it, and I'm like, this is probably not a game that people here will like. It just wasn't the kind of thing that I could see people really getting into. Yeah, it was about a game developer who basically, you know, he's arrogant. He's like, oh, I can make a better game than this. And then he gets down to it. He makes the game. And after he makes the game, nobody likes it. He gets only very few people that care about the game. So basically, after that, he finds this girl. And he meets her in a... Oh, I unlocked a zone. Oh, wow. Hold on. But he meets this girl. And basically, after he meets this girl, he gets trapped in this other game that he released on April Fool's. And he's like, hold on, this game reminds me of an RPG game that I was going to make 4 years ago and scrapped. I have the outline for it, but I threw it away 4 years ago. And basically, they use all the character sprites from Fata Morgana, but it's like deconstructing them because they're not the characters. They're people playing as those characters. And they're like, where the hell are we? You know, so they're very confused. They don't know what to do. And he's playing as the hero, but he's actually the main character of Fata Morgana. It's really bizarre. Like, I have no idea what the hell Seventh Lair is Seventh... Or Novik Tackle. Now they call themselves Novect. They've changed their name. I have no idea what they were doing. But I didn't think it would be a game that's suitable for this audience. I didn't think people would actually like it. YouTube, it'll probably get a lot of play. Like, a lot of people are probably already playing through it now because it's Novik Tockle, and everybody loves Fata Morgana to death. But that one I looked at, and I'm like, I could probably do something a little bit more flashy, you know. Maybe with more boobs or something like that. It's just one of those things that I'm not really too sure about. Oh, women don't like a guy who focuses on them and nothing else. It's flattering that you're that interested in me, but it's also kind of disappointing that you don't have anything else you're passionate about. There's a red pill.
Yeah, but then they fucking complain when you walk away. Imagine that.
But, again, they said it's disappointing you don't have anything else you're passionate about. Remember, I've said it before. If you have a passion, if you have something you're into, a woman will catch on to that. But if you don't have anything and you're like, oh my god, please, please, let me smell your feet or something like that, yeah, that's just gonna turn women off.
Feet people, man. The feet people. Ugh.
Yeah, the feet people. I saw some really, really disgusting looking... I don't even say this often, but it was the cover of a hentai game, and I was like, oh my god, that's disgusting. I never want to see that again. It was a feet thing, but I was like, oh, why do these feet people... How can these feet people get into it? And I know Drex is a foot man, but my god, that was a little bit too much feet for me. I did not... I wasn't into that. That was... I was not into that at all. Yeah, the game kind of forces you to use the drift. What the hell? How do you even do that? Like, I keep thinking there's a way to build up my... Like, it doesn't even feel like I'm... My card is moving. My card is so slow. Maybe I should just pick a faster fucking card. Yeah. Oh no, they give me this trash. Basically, if you... Oh, I see how they... Okay, they kind of fuck you in this game. It's not so much... If you do bad on the dating, they sucker you with this baggage. And the baggage makes you slow. Yeah, throughout the whole race. You're carrying a great big bag of garbage. And it's emotional baggage, I guess. And it fucks with you. And it makes your cart slow. It's like, no! God damn it.
How do you get rid of it?
Yeah, I gotta get rid of it. You're right.
I said, how?
Oh, well, I have to wait till the next damn race. But I gotta stay in eighth fucking place. This game is meant to be played a stupid amount of times because there's so much content to unlock. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, see, one thing about it, they knew that Mario Kart games are very short. If you want to play through all the stages, it doesn't take long in a Mario Kart game. But if you want to unlock all this extra shit, you're going to have to play a lot of fucking Mario Kart. You're going to have to get to the point where you can go through these stages. Man, these mushroom guys are a pain in the ass. You're going to have to get to the point where you can go through these damn stages without missing a beat. So. And you do have a jump button. Yeah, you got a jump button, but if you hold it, that's your drift button. You can also... Oh, I got the waifu pillow. Oh, now I'm in seventh place again. Because of the way the track was designed. Damn it. Oh, they're dropping dildos. Yes. No. Yeah, they drop dildos. And if you run into them, they fucking impede your progress. Most people are drifting through the game. I've seen that. Oh, I know how you play this now. You drift it like you've never seen before. That's literally how you play this game. Wow, that doesn't seem very... It would be nice if they made a... this one wasn't very big on conversation, but... That's basically because I'm playing a fucking Mario Kart game. And you really have to pay attention on this.
Actually, I don't get these people who literally just label the truth as fucking black people. I can't stand those people. In fact, I don't even know how the fuck...
Well, see...
Drexel can even... I don't know how.
Let me enlighten you on the black pill. Way before the black pill was a thing, there was an old... You know, the black pill came out of 4chan.
Fucking corrupted.
Black pill came out of 4chan. Black pill started... Mm. Yes. Black pill, one of the earliest black pill meme, is a meme I absolutely love. If you can find it, maybe you can still find it. Look up Guts Black Pill from Berserk. Look up that and see if you can find that meme. That's one of the earliest black pill memes. That meme was really good. Basically, what that meme said is life is pretty much shitty. Like, it's dark, and it doesn't always go our way, and it's kind of like the world that Guts lives in, where, you know, it's a horrible place, you know? Like Gundam said, Guts is pretty much a Greek tragedy, or Berserk is a Greek tragedy. The world is corrupt, people make bad decisions, those bad decisions haunt them. Yeah, that's like the real world. So, Kento Miura had it right when he did that. But the thing is, you push through it anyway. That was the main point. You push through, because Guts push through. You be like Guts. You accept that the world is not fair. You accept that the world is not, you know, it's not a happy place. There, I mean, there's good times, but ultimately, it's rough. There's a lot of horrible shit that happens. And you keep fucking going. Life happens. And there was a song I was listening to by a band called Kissing Dynamite. It's called Only the Dead Don't Give a Damn. And it's basically saying only the dead know how fucked life is and stuff like that. Only the dead. And there's another song. It's like no one dies a virgin because life fucks us all.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Because in the end, life fucks us all. It was like a German rock band. These German rock bands, man, yeah, they're on it. They're a German rock band, a Kissing Dynamite. Their last record, they did a song talking about how, what was it called? It was a song about being addicted to social media. And was talking about how bad it was. It's called Hashtag Your Life. It's called Hashtag Your Life, Hashtag Your Life, Your Lonely, Lonely Life. It's like, fuck all your news, fuck all your views. I've got better things to do. I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to share it. It's like, Hashtag Your Life. It's basically saying, look, there's better fucking things to do. See, the band starts out with a song talking about how addicted they are. It's like, oh, I gotta check this out. It's like, and then they're like, no, we got better shit to do than sit on this fucking social media and like and share memes and do all this bullshit. That stuff can be fun, but it's not life. And it really made me think. See, I reviewed that record publicly. That Kissing Dynamite record. I actually have a copy of it. They gave me a copy in the mail. And, I was like, man, this is just a song I needed to hear. Yeah. Eating livestock is expensive. I mean, I can eat it, but I'd feel bad due to my connections. I'd rather leave as much possible for the town folks so they can stay properly sustained. Huh. I don't know. She's like some weird alien girl or something. I don't know. They give you different pit girls that you do in the dating scene, or the dating thing with. You talk to the waifus in the pit, yeah. Between races, you do dating stuff. And I guess I answered her wrong, because my dumbass is saddled with emotional baggage again.
No!
Or maybe they just like to give me emotional baggage! But no, there's so many great red pill and black pill, and even black pill songs. And black pill doesn't have to be like dreary. It can be a black pill message like the one that Kissing Dynamite was like. It's like no one dies a virgin, because in the end, life fucks us all. You know, and only the dead.
Indeed it does.
But you know, the name of that record is, I forgot what it was called, but basically it's about moving on. It's about, you know, we got to keep fighting and moving on. I like how a lot of these bands do that. Basically, Germany picked up rock where America said, fuck it. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. I've been listening to a lot of this German rock because it's good. Like, I'm like, yeah, and it's kind of based.
Is it in English, or
yes,
is a lot of it in German?
It's in English.
I'd imagine not in English.
All of it's in English. Yes, all of it's in English. Kissing Dynamite, they're a German band. They have videos on YouTube. The hashtag Your Life video is on YouTube. It's a good one. There's also, what's the name of that band? They did the one song, Sinner. They did Dragons. I love Dragons. Dragons is the MGTOW anthem. I mean, if you listen to Dragons, you'll be like, oh my god. It's basically, it's like, so the next time you find, you end up with a beautiful woman, son, remember, dragons are real. They bite and scratch. I mean, it's good. It's like, she just wanted...
Well, Dragon Lady.
No, she just wanted a victim. She just wanted a victim to blame for her lonely life. It's a good one. You know what? They actually had to add a female vocalist in that band because they got a lot of negative flack for that. Yeah, they got some flack for that one because it was too MGTOW and the band started to catch on. People were starting to use that term and they're like, oh, well, we didn't believe in like hating women. We just, well, yeah, but that's not what MGTOW's about. But unfortunately, the German record labels and shit, oh, you can't sing about stuff like this. Like, why the fuck no? But Sinner's a band that's been around for a long, long, long time. And, that name of the record was called Tequila Suicide. And, they put out Dragons, and I love that song. It's a good one. There's so many really good ones out there, and I'm like... It makes me want to scourge the internet for more. It's like, what other, taste can I get? But I knew Kissing Dynamite was going to be good. Because they're one of those bands that just doesn't give a shit. When they got a topic, they're gonna mention it. Now, they're not religious, because they do All for a Hallelujah, which is like, I don't have some man... Basically a preacher telling me what to do or anything like that. You know, they. I live by
God. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Welcome to the open mic night.
Welcome to the
being recorded.
I know. Eric, you know, I was dealing with a couple things. What's up?
Oh, not much. I'm just playing hentai games on the show. It's hard to call it a hentai game.
You should actually introduce people to Catwana Shoujo.
They know about
not even,
that.
Not even because it's a based official novel, but the writing in that is really fucking good. And it turns out it was written by a bunch of people that actually had those disabilities.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They had those disabilities and just wrote what basically is.
Well, right now...
That official novel is corny.
Well, right now I'm playing, Shady Lewd Kart, which is a hentai version of Mario Kart that's actually very, very... It's very good. It's actually better than
I just want Bloodborne Kart. That's all I want. They tease Bloodborne Kart with like a image for April Fool's Day of, now it's going to be playable on PC, and it was Bloodborne Kart.
Oh, you know...
Bloodborne.
Over 40 racers, 16 tracks, and 3 battle areas. Over 60 CGs and cutscenes. I guess they want me to buy the game. I don't know. I bought the game from Itch. I guess I gotta buy it from Patreon. I don't know how to do this shit anymore. But I will say that,
if it's on Itch, then...
Yeah.
Yeah, just get it from there, then.
Well, I did. That's what I bought it from. But they're still saying it's early access.
Maybe they just need to update their file on Itch.
Maybe they do. It's probably old. But anyway,
you'll probably get like a message in a day or so. Hey, we've updated this, so you can download the newest copy.
But yeah, this game actually is a better. It's a better Mario Kart than Garfield Kart. Garfield Kart was terrible. Garfield Kart.
They got a new Garfield Kart.
The Garfield Kart 2 is okay, but it's not on par with this. I think this is done a lot better.
Garfield Kart 2 has no reason to be as good as it is, but it is pretty good.
Now, Nintendo...
It was like Nickelodeon All-Stars.
Yes, Nickelodeon...
It should have been good, but it was a really good fighting game.
Well, see, Nickelodeon Kart Racing was good. Nickelodeon Kart Racers 2 is fucking great. Dude, that game
I'm interested in that Disney Kart Racer. Is the free-to-play one? Because that seems interesting, too.
I don't know about that one, but I know the Nickelodeon one. It had like nine or ten different cups in it. So there was all kinds of different... Yeah, there's all kinds of stages in that Nickelodeon Kart. That one's really good. So I highly recommend that game. Oh yeah, that one's fun.
Are you going to play Cuckold Simulator?
yeah, at some point. At some
Look,
point.
Look, man, we got to see Will Smith getting shot.
You mean Chuck Smith?
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know. I tried to play that game. That game just seemed boring to me.
I know it is.
Well, Chuck Smith, I'll tell you one thing about Will Smith. Because we can talk about that for a minute. I do want to talk about that. He has everything.
Yeah, breaking. He just left the Academy.
He deserves everything he's getting from the Academy.
Oh, no. He left the Academy because the Academy said they couldn't, like, remove him, like, take away his award, but they can remove him from the Academy. That's all they can do.
Yeah.
And instead of getting removed by them, he left.
He was like, so basically pulled the screw you, I quit.
No, well, some people interest. They say they can't take awards away, but when Marlon Brando brought in that one Indian lady to speak for him, they got really mad and wanted to take away his award.
Oh, shit.
So they could take away awards. They just chose not to in that situation.
I still say it was a intentional distraction.
I don't think so. And the reason why I'm not saying that is because the whole damn industry has blacklisted him. He pretty much got every single movie
it's an intentional distraction. We're at the one point where, besides the war on Ukraine and stuff, there really isn't anything to distract.
Right.
How shit everything is?
No, it's not even... No, you're freaking, like, there's nothing big to distract. There wasn't a distraction, unless there was something big going on, then... No, this is just Will Smith getting pissed off.
Biden just said, hey, look out, there's going to be food shortages.
No. See, Hollywood doesn't care about when Biden says stuff like that. It had to
They're
be
all in lockstep.
Who doesn't care about what Biden says? I mean, come on.
They don't care when Biden says stuff like that. That wasn't the distraction. It straight up was just Will Smith probably got the look from his wife, and he ran up there and did it. That's all it was.
Well, yeah. The media is still over-reporting the story, regardless.
Because in all honesty, it's been a slow news couple of months. So they're frothing at the mouth for any kind of news.
Oh yeah, it's been extremely...
Any kind of news that they can cover without having to put a spin on it.
There is one reason why I could say it was... that they at least baited him. Because look at the ratings and how poor they've been the past few years.
Look at
the rating for that show after the slap.
You can even pull that with, like, WWE. Literally, it was WrestleMania tonight. One of the matches was The Miz and Logan Paul wrestling Rey Mysterio and his son. And that turned out to be one of the biggest matches watched.
Wow.
Wow.
Because Logan Paul is actually learning to be a wrestler now. He did boxing, so why not do wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, but pro wrestling staged, so...
To a certain degree, as I explain this every time, they have a beginning and they have an ending, and how they get there is all up to them.
Right. Yeah, you have said that. And I don't know, I'm glad to see it still going. I know Triple H retired, I'm not too happy about that, but there's always going to be somebody.
Well, he had to retire. He had that heart attack.
Right.
He had a heart attack. Probably from all the steroid use.
Yeah.
He can't wrestle no more.
Yeah. Usually, though.
Razor Ramon died a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He didn't even die because of drugs.
Really?
He died because of complications from hip surgery that caused him to have three strokes and get put on the life support.
How old was he when he died?
I want to say 50-something.
Yeah.
50 is almost already 60.
Yeah.
But also that was probably his body finally just not being able to take it too.
Oh.
Hulk Hogan's on his, going to be on his third marriage.
Oh, Lord.
Yep, he deserved to get cucked. Well.
Oh, Hogan.
Dude, you want to know how bad he was? At one point, he called into Howard Stern and goes, I can't live on my property. He goes, where are you living? Oh, the water that's connected to my house isn't on the part where I can't be. So I live on a boat at my house.
Wow.
What? Wait.
That was his gawker life.
Let me get this straight. You paying for a house, but who?
She took everything in the house, and he wasn't allowed to be there.
She took everything.
Can you repeat that again? I think I just misheard you.
She took everything
in the big lawsuit. This was after the Bubba the Love Sponge thing. So she took everything in the courts and won the house and everything.
She took everything, sir.
So he couldn't be there. So he had to live on a boat near the water.
Wow. HMT. Fuck that.
Yeah.
So,
does he have it in him, though? That's the question. I already know.
By the way, she got most of the Gawker money, by the way.
Just
do HMT at that point. What do you have
and, then, and then he got another wife. And square work, they're getting a divorce. And then now he's seeing another person that's like, I think, 15 to 20 years younger than him.
Hulk Hogan is, he's making really bad decisions.
Graham.
At one point, he has this beach up in Florida, and I went there. Like, oh, these are nice titles. They're replicas, is what I said, you know? He looks and goes, they're not replicas. They're my actual titles. And he was selling them for like $800. Because he needed the money.
How the mighty have fallen.
These simps deserve subhuman poverty.
But now he's good now because he's back working for the WWE, so he's getting that legend paycheck.
They uncanceled him after the N-word incident.
No, they uncanceled him.
Yeah, they uncanceled
him. They uncanceled him right when they needed him for Florida WrestleMania.
Oh no. Striped panties, lace panties, no panties. Oh no, I got, damn it. Yep, you answer wrong, they give you the emotional baggage. Shit! And that screws up your game. Damn it. I think I'm in the very last area of the game that we can play anyway. But, yeah, that's as far as they're letting... Oh, look at that fucking baggage. God damn it, that makes the game so much harder, having that stupid baggage. I really wish they wouldn't do that. That almost makes the game unfair. It's like, why would you have a single player game and throw baggage in if you answer a question wrong that affects your... Like, you could be in first place 3 times and get a dating question wrong. And then in the last race, you have to deal with emotional baggage, which makes you slower than all the other racers. Yeah. That
sounds fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. That means you got to answer the questions all right. Every single question you have to answer right. Because if you don't, you get the fucking baggage. And it sucks. Oh, man, I wish they'd never. I wonder if I can turn that off. You should be able to turn that off. I would like I'm actually going to talk to the dev. I think it's come to this point. Is there a way we can toggle the emotional baggage? Because it is a hamper. Okay, it goes away after the first... It goes away midway after the first lap. But that still can screw up your whole damn run. Especially if they lap you. Okay, I got some.
Yeah, imagine speedrunning that. Fuck that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can. I'm sure people have.
I lost the run to a fucking baggage, dude.
I got a bubble.
Bugged baggage mechanics, dude.
I got a bubble. Uh-oh. And you have to hit the speed bump, because if they all hit the speed bump, panty peel out. Oh, you can... Okay, you can throw panties. And basically, when you throw the panties, you screw people up. Mm-hmm. Yep. There's a lot of interesting little power-ups in this game. But yeah, it sucks to hear about what happened to Hulk Hogan and all that. But, you know, again, I'm going to agree with Mal here. Because, you know, after the first wife, the second wife, and you're getting divorced and you're losing all this shit... Why would you even want to look at another woman? Why? Like, I gotta know what's going on. It's not even about society. It's not even about social status anymore. Hulk Hogan is world renowned as one of the greatest wrestlers of all time, or one of the most established, the biggest wrestlers of all time. So what kind of clout does he fucking need? You know, He can get any. He could have got any. That he was slaying pussy like you've never seen before back in the 80s. He must have had pussy like what was his name? Fucking not George Foreman, Mike Tyson.
That was Tyson after fucking Cuss died. Oh, either that or Don Romney, whoever the fuck that dude was.
Yeah, Tyson. 500, he had to hurry up and fuck these Asian bitches as fast as he could. So he's like, hold on, I gotta hurry, we gotta get through them all. It's like, those were the days. Those were the days, gentlemen. We don't have those days anymore, though. That's one thing I find in my older age. I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of glad I'm old. Because I'm looking at the shit that's going on right now. And I'm like, oh, I got the pan. I got the cup. I got the cup. I did it. I actually got the cup. Hold on. Trick jumps, attacks, no hit at all, 0 points. Seeing us, okay, maybe we can win. There's a lot of girls in the competition. Is there any girl you like? Oh, no, I just got the emotional baggage again. But it's over. It should be. Want to see who's behind you? Press tab for your... Oh, there's another fucking... Oh, wow, there's another... I didn't know there was another stage. Okay, we're going to continue until...
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to continue until this ends. And I'm saddled with emotional baggage. It didn't stop me from getting second place.
It's good.
I'm still in second place. I still got the emotional baggage, though. Oh, wow. So this is actually another stage that I previously played, but it's during a storm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I literally don't know what my objective is here. I guess just to make it? Because I don't see any racers. Am I just supposed to grab all the bouquets? I don't know. This is really bizarre. But yeah, things have really changed. One thing that I did, because, you know, I'm playing Being a Dick, I bought all the American Pie movies. They actually had them all in a pack for $20. That actually includes the new one, which may be woke, but I'm not sure. I haven't watched it. It's Girls Rules. I don't know if that one's woke or not. I can't confirm it.
Well, you already have it. You might as well at least see if it is.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I mean, there's 9 of them.
Small price to pay to get the rest.
And I'm supposed to rip Sanford and Son at some point. Yeah, because I got all the Sanford and Son. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. That show's older than us.
I know. But it's still good. It's still good. Yeah, there's a lot of shows I got. I downloaded the first 14 seasons of South Park. The good, the old classics. I downloaded the entire Aqua Teen Hunger Force. All of it. And yeah, all that stuff.
For South Park, did you manage to get the re-rendered versions of like the first however many seasons they did? Because eventually they went back and just re-rendered them all.
Well, I think these are from
the 1080p widescreen.
I think these are from the DVD, so I don't know. I don't have any idea. I'll look at it when I check it. But it's the only one they had available that had them all. And I mean, they have ones that are absolutely huge. I was like, there's no way I'm doing 300-something gigs for... Yeah. But I got those. I've just been getting a lot of classic stuff because... I mean, it's not there anymore. Like, TV's woke... A lot of shit's not that great to watch anymore. A lot of games are getting woke. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that just... Comics, of course.
Again, there's so much of a reserve of good old stuff, there's no real reason to gripe.
Needed to gripe, of course.
It just means it's time we start sharing the back catalog with the newcomers.
Absolutely. I think you're doing
God's work. As your science theater used to say, keep circulating the tapes.
You're actually doing God's work by putting those Man Show episodes up. I don't know how many subscribers you have. I subscribed. I think more people need to, especially when you go ahead and start uploading the whole thing. You need to start getting married with children and putting them up, too. I can start giving you season by season. It might take me a while to upload.
Speaking of old shows from like the 50s or 60s, All in the Family?
Yeah, maybe on that one. I want to get Saturday Night Live from the early days. My God.
You know, when it was actually funny.
Oh my God, yes. They did things on there. DP was showing me stuff. Oh, dude, I got Claire from Treasure Hunter Claire. Holy shit. Yes. Dude, I got Claire from Treasure Hunter Claire. I know that character. I'm glad that they actually got the rights to some Japanese ones. Dude, that makes me want to play through the whole game. I want to get them all because they don't tell you who they are. Like, everybody's blacked out, so you can't see. But I'm going to buy some.
Yeah, there's not even a real list that tells you who all is in the game.
No, I
there
don't.
There are two guest characters I found out about.
And they're still but adding
that's probably, more. That's kind of because I already did trailers for them, and you already mentioned one of them.
Project Melody?
Yeah.
I know she's in.
And they also got Zontan.
Oh, she isn't.
Yeah, Zontan.
Yeah, that was the one, if it wasn't in there, I'd be like, but why not?
So I bought Heidi.
Remember, Stonecon is watching you fap.
I bought Heidi. Give me a picture of Zontan. Post it in the open. Oh, yeah. This one's kind of slow, but it was a good chat. I think it really started to pick up when Neo came in and talked about the wrestling situation. Yeah, it is WrestleMania, and it sucks to hear about great wrestlers. You know, that's one thing that we won't have again.
Yeah, like, all the new wrestlers are...
Right. But, yeah, let's go into the open mic real quick. It's like...
Hang on, I'm looking for a pick.
Okay, yeah, there's... Shady Lewd Cart, yeah. Early Access version 1.0. I don't have that version. I don't have 1.21. Is it gonna keep my character? Is Zontar the rabbit?
She's not a rabbit!
No, give me a second.
No, she's in the tentacles, man.
No, you're she's in the slime. Get it right.
No, it's tentacles. That was an R shit.
Trying to find just no, they're slime
tentacles. All right, while these two argue about tentacles, I'm gonna head on out. It's Thank you guys for staying... Checking out the open mic roundtable, and we'll be back with, is it going to be Postal 4 time, 420? I don't know. If not, I'll play something else, or I'll play another hentai game, or whatever. And somebody even said they want me to do more beat-em-ups. I got more beat-em-ups for you if you want to watch them. I got them. I can play beat-em-ups all fucking day. They're great games. Anyway, this is the Grimlord and the rest of the crew. You got anything else to say before we end?
Stop simping for these English VTubers.
Don't simp for any VTuber. How about that?
Yeah, that'll work for me. All right, guys.
Be yourself for yourself.
And we are out.